Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, we here. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, yeah, it's time to get with it. Triple W dot, your boy got to get it. Get it where you fit, and if the cat fit, wear it. Yeah, we in the galactic cyber wild, why fly to the British styles, we live on Wi-Fi, live, that's the golden child of style, it's George Draper. On the moving Lusty Lush and Bucky speakers, 5,000 booming watts, bringing you the party right through your router box, out the box, thinking out of the box, now that's necessary. Elementary thoughts now the secondary, 22nd century, light years ahead of you. Get ahead of yourself, the future don't better you. Strap your seatbelts on and get ready for Lust on the move, it's zoom. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. With it. This for the future, man, it's time to get with it. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. With it. Yeah, this for the future, man, it's time to get with it.
Your girl Lusty Lush live in the building. Today is Friday, and you already know what it is. And you know what I'm saying? We're gonna have Rock City live on the show today. So hopefully they're not tied up. You know what I'm saying? Because you know we're going crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? It's going down today on Lush Radio Online. Thank God our sponsors, Strictly Bought One, Clothing Line, along with today, talking about their one and two, talking about the industry and about their new move. You know what I'm saying? They definitely got a hot movement that's going on, so we're going to go to the phone lines and see what's cracking. Caller from the 617, you're live on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking?
What's the word, man? It's Rock City.
What's up? What's cracking with you? What's going down?
I'm good. I'm feeling good, feeling great. You know what I'm saying? I'm alive and I'm living. I'm healthy. I'm alive and healthy. I'm blessed.
That's definitely a blessing. I want to go ahead and give you a Lush Radio intro. Welcome. That's what's up. So, I mean, before we get into the nitty-gritty, you want to go ahead and give a shout-out, man?
Shout-out to the people, man. You know, of course, everybody has shout-outs. But, you know, the most important shout-out for me is the people. You know, the good people. Anybody out there in the world is just real good people that's trying to do something better for themselves or for their family. You know what I'm saying? Whether they work in a 9-to-5 or whatever they're doing, you know what I'm saying? If they got to grind, they got to do something that they shouldn't be doing, but they're doing it for a good cause. And, you know, as soon as stuff get better, they walk away from that, wash their hands, and try to do something positive. Just shout out to the people out there just grinding hard and, you know, keeping God first, man. Amen.
Are you guys still in L.A.? How's the weather out there? You still out there or you in ATL now?
Nah, we still out here in L.A. on the West Coast. Weather is nice. Daytime, the sun is out, windy, so it's not too hot. You know what I'm saying? At nighttime, it's a little chilly, but it's not, like, freezing cold. So, you know, the weather's nice out here in L.A.
That's what's up, man. So what's cracking in L.A., man? Y'all about to stop being on the movie tip? What's going on?
Well, you know, we movie holics, but, you know, that's not the reason why we out here. We out here working, really. You know, we came out here to, you know, just to get away from Atlanta because, you know, being that we lived there and we got so many relationships with people in Atlanta, we felt like, you know, it was hard to stay focused on trying to work on our music, our album, like You know what I'm saying? So we came out to L.A. where we could just get away and just be out here and grind and lock ourselves in the room, just us.
You kind of, sweetheart, you're going kind of in and out and stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. You sound like you got the white dude behind you right now. I can hear you.
Okay, cool. I don't know what that means, but I'll laugh with you. It's all good.
That means you ever seen the Verizon commercial where they got the white dude with the glasses and they got like 50 million people behind them? And they talking about the service.
I got you. But, you know, what I was saying is, you know, we also been out here working on a few other artists' stuff. Like, we've been working on Plies, Florida, Jason Derulo. You know, just a few different cats out here. We did some more stuff with the game. And basically just trying to wrap up our album. Just like
okay.
I said, we got try to get away from everybody and stay focused. So we just been out here working.
That's great, man. And you know, the great thing about it is, you know, you guys are brothers, you know, and you guys definitely, you know, support one another because this game is really hard because you get caught up in a lot of nonsense. How hard is it for you guys to, like, you know, not fight since you guys are brothers and stay grounded?
It's the easiest thing in the world because since we've been kids, me and my brother always had the greatest relationship. We always been really, really close, real tight. So we never fight, ever. I mean, we argue like any brothers. We argue about the most simplest stuff on the planet. You know, but that's how brothers get down. And, you know, we don't like, physically fight, though. And even if we argue, like, 5 minutes later, we straight. Like, we didn't just come from arguing. You know, so it's really, really easy, and it's great, and it's a blessing to be able to be in the same business with my brother. Where we're working together, both doing the same thing that we love together.
That's definitely a blessing, you know what I'm saying? And I guess also you got to, you know, give thanks to your background and where you guys come from. You guys are from the islands, right?
All day, Virgin Islands all day. Saint Thomas Massive in the building and don't know we lodge. Jose Massive all day, what you sing?
You make me feel like I want to go to carnival or something.
Yeah, you know, I gotta make sure I bring the accent out every once and again so people know it's for real. You know, people start saying, man, they ain't from no island. I mean, they family probably from there, but they sound like they from the States.
I could
speak proper enough to make sure everybody understands what I'm saying, but I'm still St. Thomas all day, every day, Virgin Islands, till I'm out for life.
That's what's up, man. So as you as brothers, right, what do you feel like each one of you guys bring to the table when it comes to Rock City?
Well, this is Don't Talk. Of course, I'm the one with the braid. And what I bring to the table is, like, you know, anybody that knows us would tell you, like, I love hip-hop. I love to rap. I love listening to rap music. And, of course, you know, it's not every rap artist or every rap that's out there I ride to. But it's a few good music out there as far as hip-hop is concerned that I vibe out to. Like, I'm a real, real hip-hop lover, like, all day. And my brother just loves music, period. And don't get me wrong, I like a lot of music outside of hip-hop, but I'm like a real die-hard hip-hop fan. And, you know, my brother just loves music, period. So, you know, the difference is we both rap, we both sing, we both do it all. I don't care to sing. My brother don't care to rap. So that's what we both bring to the table. But we both do both very well, you know, and not because I'm saying it, but we've been told by the people. You know, and if you know.
I mean, you guys definitely have a strong talent, you know what I'm saying? When I first, you know, seen your video on BET, Losing It, I was like, wow, you know, these cats are definitely hot. But I heard the accent, so I was, like, expecting to have, like, you know, the whole, you guys would want to do some little reggae feel to it, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we
question to a clip, but you definitely have, you know, a talent when it comes to the rap and to the singing. You guys have beautiful voices, you know, when it comes to doing your thing. Do a lot of people think because you guys are coming from the islands, do they think that you guys should have been like maybe a reggae group or something like that, or are they shocked when they hear you guys sometimes?
Yeah, definitely. Of course, you know, it's a stereotype. You know how this world is. Like, we're from the islands, you know, automatically they think we're a Caribbean group. Like, we do reggae music or calypso music. And don't get me wrong, that's definitely part of our culture. And you listen to our music, you definitely hear those parts of our culture in our music here and there. But we grew up listening to hip-hop music. You know, our parents just so happened to be in the hip-hop. Like, they had a love and a passion for hip-hop music. So we grew up listening to that. So naturally, the first time we picked the mic up and we started singing or whatever we doing, the first thing that came out of our mouth was rap.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that's what we came up on. You know, so of course, definitely a lot of people assumed we were a reggae group. A lot of people try to categorize us and put us in that box, like, oh, they're Caribbean group. At least until they get to really vibe out to our music, then they see, you know, oh, man, I didn't know they do so much different stuff. So then you can't really just class us as a Caribbean group. Now, don't get me wrong. We are 100% Caribbean. We can never escape that. That's definitely who we are. But we grew up in hip-hop. And from what I understand, hip-hop is embraced by all different cultures. Hip-hop is a piece of all different cultures. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we definitely are hip-hop to the fullest. Just so happen we're from Caribbean.
I mean, you guys definitely are, and I mean, it proves from your music and just you guys, when you guys are performing on the stage and stuff, you guys are definitely, you know, you ain't no game, ain't nothing to play with, and I think you guys are a strong group, you know. The question I had to ask you guys is, like, when you guys first, you know, signed on with Khan Live, I mean, did you think that the grind was going to stop? You know how some people, they get signed, and they feel like they, you know, well, we just going to leave it to the record label or whatever. You know, for these up-and-coming people that are trying to get into the game or get signed to majors, is it true? I mean, or do you got to grind extra harder?
You got to grind extra harder. Like, extra, like whatever grind you on right now, you're trying to get a deal. When that deal comes, your grind got to move up, like, 10 times, 20 times, a million times. You got to grind even harder because, you know, of course, you know, the perception, what it looks like, because, you know, they only gonna make it look the way everybody sees it on TV. They're only going to try to make it look that way. All the behind-the-scenes stuff, they're not going to show you. So all the behind-the-scenes stuff is basically, if it wasn't for me and my brother's grind, we wouldn't be where we are right now because we've been signed to Khan Live since 2006. Here we are in 2009 yelling PTFAO, put the effing album out. So we've been dealing with the back and forth struggles, but none of it has stopped our grind. You know, you go online, Google PTFAO, you'll find nothing but Rock City stuff. You know, we've been putting out mixtape after mixtape after mixtape, you know, trying to get as many interviews in as possible with whomever, from the smallest people to the biggest people. You know, we just been trying to make sure we keep ourselves out there because, truth be told, we do write songs, and we appreciate the fans that we have that support our songwriting movement. But at the end of the day, the most important thing for me and my brother is us as artists because, you know, it's a lot of people out there that they started out as songwriters and then they turned artists. It's different for me and my brother because we started out as artists. We put out three independent albums back out in the Virgin Islands. We've already put out like one or two mixtapes prior to the seven mixtapes we got out right now back in the Virgin Islands. So our Virgin Islands following has been crazy, like super crazy. We've been having fans since we was in elementary school, fans of Rock City, the artists, not Rock City, the songwriters. So it just so happened songwriting took off for us, and we ran with it because, you know, we would be stupid to turn down that. Because we was able to move our parents out the projects and move ourselves into a better situation off of songwriting. But at the end of the day, the most important thing to us is our music and us as artists. So if it wasn't for our grind, putting out mixtapes, building relationships with DJs, getting all these small views, going to all these small different marketplaces, if it wasn't for all that grind, as well as the grind that we're still on right now. We continue to grind. If it wasn't for all that, we wouldn't be relevant right now as artists. We wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? So the grind have to move up a million times harder, a million times more when you do get the deal.
That's real talk. Cause I was talking to King, Productions, a big promoter. Does for core DJs and more. His statement was like, when it comes to promotions, it's either out of sight, out of mind. So if you ain't in the public eye, then they basically forget about you. But you guys have, you know, been able to keep your, you know, yourself relevant and, you know, pushing your whole movement. I allegedly, a rumor, I don't know if it's true or not, but somebody, rumor was going around that you guys had signed a DTP.
Nah, no doubt. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, this Teron, the spokesman.
Hey, spokesman, what's up? Yeah, you definitely are the spokesman. Well, Teron, there was this rumor, allegedly, people were saying that you guys had signed it to DTP. I don't like to hear rumors. I like to hear from the horse's mouth, you know, directly. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, you know, we've been talking with. Yeah. Just a second. I gotta put this. Yo, we've been talking with Shaka and Jeff for a minute about fixing it, and we finally, you know, we finally worked it out. Akon and DTP finally worked it out. So yeah, we're in the process of making ourselves Con Live DTP. We're real excited about it, you know what I'm saying? Really excited about it. You know, Shaka was out here in LA. He came to the studio, heard the new music. You know, we're hype about it. We're about to put a single out. We're gonna get Luda on it. And you know, DTP actually is behind us 100%. They've always been friends of ours. They've always felt like we were talented. They've always believed in what we were doing. But now that we're a part of the team, where it's like, yo, DTP in this. You know what I mean? When it just feels real dope, and it feels real exciting. It's like, you know, we got a new start, and you know, we're excited. We're really excited about it.
Well, that's definitely a blessing, you know. Hopefully, you know, they'll take you the way you really want to be and stuff. But I mean, you guys are definitely grinding. I mean, for real, I think, you know, in my own opinion, I think you were one of the strongest groups to me coming out from that whole movement, you know. In regards to, you know, you guys' production, your grind, and how dedicated you guys were to the music, you know. So, you know, and I mean, I've seen the whole movement, you know, put it out, you know, put it out. I can't really say all the F word and all that,
put the album out.
Yeah, put the album out. But I've seen the whole movement, and it's definitely a strong movement because they're definitely, you know, killing it on Twitter. You guys are on Twitter like crazy. You got that joint on like automatic? Because I get all your Twitter joints, man. You guys, everywhere you guys go, that's one thing I like about you guys. You guys are always, anything you guys are doing is on Twitter. You know, you guys are constantly doing something.
Yeah,
for real.
Man. And we can't stop, man. You know, like I said, right now we're doing a lot of work. We're working on a bunch of other groups as far as writers, and then we're trying to get ourselves on the road, you know, because our main focus is to get in front of people, you know what I'm saying? Like, we came out to L.A. to focus on our music, to get away from any distraction possible, and I feel like we've accomplished that. We've made some good songs. We're about to head back to Atlanta and go crazy and then try to get on the road and jump in front of these college kids, you know what I'm saying, and mess some stuff up, you know what I mean, and put our face back out here. So we're definitely excited, man. We definitely believe in the movement and what we've been doing, and we've seen it with time that people believe in the movement and what we're doing. You know, PTFAO and Independence Day, we're close to 200,000 downloads.
Oh, wow.
You know, and the funny part is when we put it out, we did 82,000 downloads our first week.
Wow.
What's so funny? Let me say the funny part is. when we put it out, me and my brother was hoping that we got 10,000 downloads. He was like, if we can get 10,000 downloads by Friday, we gonna be dope. What? For real. And then we pulled the numbers up and it said 82,000, and we looked at each other like, that many people know who we are? You know, and we was like, wow. So we just got on an extra grind. We just was like, we definitely got to put out. Now it's time to put our face out there, because obviously, if that many people got the music, then that many people probably want to see us perform some of the music.
Yeah, you guys definitely, you know, got some hot stuff. And I mean, I had seen the mixtape and stuff you had did with Spokes, my homie. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sound Off Radio and everything. You know, he definitely speaks highly of you guys all the time. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What are you talking about? Yeah, yes, I know Spokes, Spokes of Sound Off Radio, he definitely speaks highly of you guys a lot, you know. Especially the mixtape that you guys did and stuff, you know, definitely with some hot stuff on there, you know. And, you know, the whole movement, like, you know, in regards to the industry, you know, you got ups and downs, man. What you think was the hardest adversity that you and your brother had to deal with just being in the industry itself?
Wow. I mean, Spokes, when it comes to Spokes, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, Spokes is a really, really good friend of ours, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's always embraced us and always put us on his stuff. So, you know, definitely shout out to the homeboy Spokes, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Man, I was like, being in the game, you know, you got ups and downs in regards to, you know, dealing with the industry. What do you think is the hardest adversity that you and your brother had to deal with just dealing with this industry itself?
I would say adversity is being accepted. You know what I'm saying? Being accepted and staying relevant. It's really hard, man, because, you know, it's so funny. The music industry changes every day. Today they might love us. Today everybody might be saying our name, and then tomorrow they might not like us no more. For what reason, we don't even know. You know, it might be a performance we had did that wasn't as good, and they'd be like, oh, they fell off. Or it might be a song we put out that wasn't better than the last song, and be like, oh, they on some whack stuff now. So, I mean, staying relevant is one of the hardest things to do in this business, and you know, we try it. That's all you really can do right now is try your best to be your best, and that's what we've been doing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So tell people how they can get, you know, in contact with you guys in regards to the Twitter, because y'all guys on Twitter like crazy, in regards to the Twitter and all that stuff. How can they get in contact with you guys?
Yeah. Well, me on Twitter, I'm at @R_city. My brother is at @RockCityVI. And you can go to our website, which is www.ptfao.com. PTFAO.com, which stands for Put the Album Out, you know. Yeah, you know, we got to edit it out, but definitely, man, and to all the fans out there, man, come and check us out. You know, on Twitter, you be talking to us. We follow everybody, you know what I'm saying? We follow people, and we show love, so don't be scared. Don't hesitate to hit us up, because we want to know what you feel about what we're doing or what you feel, period. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to build fans from a different standpoint where me and my brother believe in not selling music. Because right now with the music business, music is so easy to download and it's so easy to get it free.
Yeah.
You know, so we're like we're trying to sell something else. We're trying to sell ourselves, and we're trying to become people friendly and make sure people mess with us. So regardless of music, people want to support Rock City the group, Rock City the brand, PTFAO the movement, and not just songs and music, because they're like, man, I can, you know, some people don't want to buy music because they can download it. Some people, when they really support you, they'll go buy the music because they're like, no, I really support them. So,
mm-hmm.
So that's what we're trying to do right now.
So what should we expect from this new album that you about to drop? You know, a lot of collabos. What should we expect? Some of you throwing in some reggae, hip hop, or R&B. What should we expect from this new album you guys want to come out with?
I'm coming right now. I would say for this new album, expect big melodies. You know, we're a very melodic group. You know what I'm saying? You know, expect big melodies. Expect. We like to say where the Spoogies left off at the score, where, you know, everybody, I feel everybody's waiting for another Scar album. Everybody wished that they would put out the Scar too. Everybody wished Wyclef, Lauryn Hill, and Prize would get back together. I know we do. I know a lot of people do. And I feel like me and my brother kind of like bridge that gap of this generation's music and hip-hop. So, you know, there's hip-hop, there's a pop feel, there's a Caribbean feel, you know what I'm saying? But just on a different level because of the generation that we're in and how music is. But, you know, kind of like I would say, you know, Wake the Neighbors is a continuation of the Scar.
That's definitely some real talk right there. I know you guys got to wrap it up because I know you guys are, like, running back and forth trying to, you know, do your thing out there because I know it's the hustle and bustle in L.A. The last thing I just want to ask you is you guys, you know, for a young cat trying to get into this music industry, what kind of advice would you guys give them?
Our main advice would be to not stop, to believe in yourself and to be 100 with yourself. You know, be real with yourself and not, you know, when I say make it in this music business, I know a lot of people, not everybody can rap, not everybody can sing, not everybody can dance. Find something that you're good at. You know, like, you know, we got a manager. My manager makes a good living. You know, we have personal assistants. We have an engineer. You know, in this music business, man, when one door closes, another one always opens. It's too many jobs in this business for you to not be able to live your dream. You know what I'm saying? So I just say don't stop doing what you're doing. Keep it 100 with yourself and the people around you and work harder than everybody else because no matter what you say, no matter what you do, somebody wants your spot. Everybody does, you know. So, you know, me and my brother, we always say we ain't even really made it to where we want to be. But I know at least 500 people right now that'd be like, psh, I wish I was where y'all was at. So you can never take it for granted, and you always just gotta go hard.
That's the truth. I wanna thank you, you know, for coming through, and I wanna say peace and blessings to you and your brother, and much success in all that you do. You know, no matter what, you keep, you know, going for your dream and don't stop. And, you know, mi casa su casa, you know, everything that you want in life, we pray that it comes to pass for you guys for real. And, you know, I respect your grind, you know. I truly appreciate it, and I'm honored to have you guys on the show.
Man, well, thank you. We appreciate you having us. You know, you could have talked to, you know, you could have probably talked to somebody else more exciting. So the fact that you want to talk to us. You know, for real, the fact that you wanted to talk to Rock City, you know, it says a lot, and we really appreciate it, and thank you. And to anybody that didn't turn the station or change from the, you know, the frequency, we appreciate you. I'm glad we said something that kept you listening.
That's real tough. I've been trying to interview you guys for, like, the longest, actually. So, like, I'm, like, happy I was able to even get you guys on here.
Oh, man. Well, like I said, man, we appreciate you so much. Like I said, I know our schedule has been crazy, and with the, we thank God that we're busy and we're still able to work in this business, but we have been ripping and running. But, you know, I'm glad that we got to take the time out to talk to you and vice versa. You got to talk to us. So thank you so much, man. And, you know, whatever you need from Rock City, man, feel free to hit us up. PTFAO, baby.
That's what's up. Real quick, can you give me a quick drop while you guys are on here? You know, Rock City, rocking with your girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
You already know this, boys. Rock City, rocking with your girl Lush on Lush Radio Online. And you know when you hear it, baby, right about no.
That's what's up, man. Love you, man. Definitely holler at you on the flip side. Nothing but blessings, man. I know you got to get to work, so we'll definitely holler at you on the flip side. Lush Radio Online, Rock City. You already know what it is. You need to support these fellas in their movement. It's not a game, man. This is pure music right here, man. This is what we're talking about. You got to support each other. If we ain't working together, then we ain't working at all. Your girl Lush, going to a quick commercial. Yeah. Yeah.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com. That's HustleEvents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseur. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush. hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s at gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's that joint from Rock City. Y'all know what it is, losing it.
Did you hear what I said, Danny? It's with the lights on and with the lights off. I know I'm tripping, she's so bad, I don't even care. I'm not a type, but I don't ever listen to it. They said don't waste my time, I continue to do it. She is super hot, gotta get her, how could I not? Girl, I just won't stop, and you need to know.
It's so long, 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 long.
All I do is care.
Feeling so strong, 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 strong.
I didn't know what there. Up the plan.
She got me gone, 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 gone.
She don't even care.
Yeah. What up, it's your boy Cardi. Yeah, when I'm in the DMV, always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online. Hey, yo, Lush, let's show them what time it is, babe.
Flame on. I know you always got my back, giving me a place to stand on. My body always intact, because your heart is the place I land on. You're making me a better man. Finally I understand that you are better than $100,000. I wanna take you by the hand now. I believe we were meant to be and love each other. I can see a better future with the girl of my dreams. I never wanna be without you, babe. That's why I always keep you late. Cause I can never see you without you, babe. The thing that I'm wanting. So amazing that I'm with you, shorty. Now I know you're gonna be there for me. You're the one that I deserve. I'm saying I just wanna prove I'm willing to do anything.
Feel it coming in the air.
Yeah.
Hear the screams from everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the thrill.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair.
Come on.
Can't be scared when it goes down. Got a problem, tell me now. Only thing that's on my mind.
Your allegiance, it's your petition. All black, everything. Black cars, all black, everything. And our girls are blackbirds, riding with a cylinder. I can't more in depth if you boys really real enough. This is not familiar, I'll explain later. But for now, let me get back to this paper. I'm a couple bands down and I'm trying to get back. I gave Doug a grip, I lost a flip for 5 stacks. Yeah, I'm talking 5,6,0, shot zero, give up. Back to running circles round, niggas, now we squared up. Hold up.
Life's a game, but it's not fair. I break the rules, so I don't care.
Uh-huh.
I keep doing my own thing. Walking tall against the rain. Victory's within the mile. Almost there, don't give a hell. Only thing that's on my mind is who's gonna understand.
a dark seesaw. We follow the leader. So Eric B, we are microphone fiend. It's the return of the God. Peace God. Ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason. Martin Marcella on the table screaming. Fuck the other side. They jealous. We got a banquet full of bras. They got a table full of fellas.
Yeah.
And they ain't spending no cake. They should throw their hand in because they ain't got no space. My whole team got dough, so my bank account is looking like millionaires, bro. Go from being Joe Blow to everybody on your dick, no homo. I bought my whole family whips, no Vovos. Next time I'm in church, please, no photos. Police escorts, everybody passports. This the life that everybody asks for. This a fast life, we are on a crash course. What you think I rap for, to push the fucking rap for? But I know that if I stay stunting, all these girls only gon' want one thing. I could spend my whole life goodwill hunting. Only good gon' come is good when I'm coming. She got an ass that'll swallow up a G-string. And up top, two beasting. And I'm beasting off the re-sling. And my nigga just made it out the precinct. We give a damn about the drama that you do bring. I'm just trying to change the color on your mood ring. Reebok, baby, you need to try some new things. Have you ever had shoes without shoestrings? What's that, yay? Baby, these heels. Is that a mate? What? Baby, these wheels. You tripping when you ain't sipping. Have a refill. You're feeling like you're running, huh? Now you know how we feel.
Yo, this is your boy Chubb Rock, and definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Oh yeah, we here.
Once for the past. Two's for the present, three's for the future, yeah, it's time to get with it. Triple W dot, your boy got to get it. Get in where you fit, and if the cat fit, wear it. Yeah, we in a galactic cyber wild, huh? Why fly to the spread of styles? We live on Wi-Fi, live, that's the golden child of style, it's George Reaper. On the move of Lushy Lush and Buffy speakers, 5,000 booming watts, huh? Bringing you the party right through your router box. Out the box, thinking out of the box, now that's necessary. Elementary thoughts now, the secondary, 22nd century, light years ahead of you. Get ahead of yourself, the future don't better you. Strap your seatbelts on and get ready for Lushy Lush on the move. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. With it. This for the future, man, it's time to get with it. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. With it. Yeah, this for the future, man, it's time to get with it.